The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Podcast host Captivate has unveiled what it calls Captivate 2.0, a refresh of the user interface, a new trackable short links tool, an OmniSearch service for quick navigation, and a simpler global one-click distribution service for podcast directories. I'm an advisor to the company. Do you use your podcast download figures to report ad impressions to your advertisers? If you're using DAI, those numbers aren't going to be the same, Brian Barletta says in this week's Sounds Profitable with Claritas. You'll find that linked at soundsprofitable.com. Adam Bowie, Business Development Manager at the BBC World Service, has published a transcript of his talk made at Podcast Day 24, the top 10 podcast trends in 10 minutes. Also, you'll find a write-up of the full 24 hours at Red Tech, which also includes a picture of me in a suit. What does next-generation podcasting look like? Gemily Rhyme, a PhD student in the Department of Music at the University of York, is doing some research with XR Stories and BBC R&D. If you're a podcast creator interested in new technologies, she'd love to hear from you. There's details in our show notes and our newsletter today. Listen, a UK audio producer, has announced a strategic partnership with Platform, a creative content group. We link to an explainer today about spatial audio for music from Apple Music's Zane Lowe. A female carpenter in Canada who called out sexist language in the Construction Life podcast was threatened with a $15 million defamation lawsuit by the male hosts for doing so. After publicity, they quickly changed their mind. Edison Research has announced the Smart Audio Report Australia 2021 will be webcast on June the 23rd, 11 a.m. Sydney time. Pod.events has your time to look at where and how Australians are currently using smart speakers and voice assistants. Entail's Will Harris has stepped down as CEO. Co-founder Hannah Blake is now CEO, and Claire Roberts is to become Chief Product Officer. The company has also announced a beta version of a new podcast discovery tool. We covered Libsyn's additional equity financing yesterday. It looks like Hudson Executive Capital invested $9 million. And Ben Thompson from Stratechery has released Passport, a suite of tools to allow creators to produce a podcast, newsletter, website, and SMS messaging as a paid or free service. And in podcast news, the Frenemies podcast, part of the H3 podcast, has ended after a big argument on their show, although it's done similar before. And Bose and Spotify have launched a music and talk show called A Life in Tracks, featuring interviews with notable black stars including Russell Wilson, Alison Phoenix, Rotimi, and more to learn about the music that shapes their lives in celebration of Black Music Month in June. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.